Welcome to the Stanley Street Social Podcast. My name's Alex Clements. I'm here for the Tour de France preview. We've got Max Gawn. Welcome, Maxie, Melbourne Football Club captain, SBS's latest recruit on the commentary team. Welcome, Max.
Thanks, LB, SBS correspondent. I have been known to talk poorly about SBS. That will no longer continue. It is purely how good is SBS.
And straight off the plane, back from his Australian camp, he's back on the ground in Europe. Welcome, Luke Plapp.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah, very well refreshed from a little Aussie off-season and back into it now before the games.
So, Max, you've been poached by the bigger networks. Is that what you're saying? Talk to me about your future on the Stanley Street Social Podcast, your commercial ambitions, big networks, NBC will be calling soon.
Well, I made it clear that this is a visual, so SBS is a visual platform, and I won't be going to the podcast space because I'm already committed in the podcast space, and they were more than happy to shake hands on that agreement.
So what are you going to be doing?
No, I'm literally just doing a couple of videos to the idea is to bring cycling fans to cycling, and they thought majority of people that followed me, which is not a bad assumption, don't know what cycling is. So I'm trying to bring them to the page. I don't know if the video I put up is going to do that, but maybe if I get a bit more creative over the next little bit, I can maybe bring a couple of people to cycling.
There was a few of the boys got around you, more so taking the piss out of you, but there's a few eyes on you now.
There was a couple of eyes. Jordan Lewis wasn't a fan. Christian Petracca supported me because he knows that he cops it for his TikTok. So he jumps in to support any other AFL player that goes down that wagon, even though he knew it was probably pretty corny. But there was actually some cycling nuffies that got around it. They were telling me that my tip of Roglic is not great, which I just can't tip a favourite. So Primoz was my guy, but a lot of people going pog.
Yeah. Speaking of the tractor, how's he going?
Yeah, he's going okay. I just saw him for the first time today. What's that? That's almost 9 days post it happening, or even longer, Monday to Wednesday. No, about 9-10 days post what that. So he's been, his immune system was compromised with the spleen. I'm going into an area that I don't know much about, but he wasn't allowed to have any sort of human contact for a while. He's going okay. Season done for him. Season done for Brayshaw. Career done for Brayshaw. Season done for a couple of other players before we even started in, like Melksham and Joel Smith. So we're behind the eight ball, but it'll make it even sweeter, Flappy, when we get you guys in a semi-final and we instead of Akers kicking a goal in the goal square but minutes ago, it'll be Ed Langdon this year.
Wins are on the board though. That's all that counts. +4. Only as good as your last game.
We need, what are we, 9 games, and we need to win half of them, I think, for finals. So hopefully we win more of them, but half is the way to go.
Well, me and LB were on the WhatsApp watching the last 5 minutes, texting each other.
I wasn't watching. I was listening into the call as I was heading home, and I was like, oh, geez, come on, Max. Let's just get this one done, all right?
And we did.
We did.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. You know, happy day.
When we do our tour halfway show and our review show, we won't even be talking about the Melbourne North game. We'll just be saying they got the 4 points.
Exactly. Doesn't matter how much you win by.
That is literally Carlton's philosophy for the last 18 months.
How is the energy in the gym, Max?
It's good. We've just got the back's against the wall with a lot of things that have been happening over the last couple of weeks with adversity. And we're going to a place that not many people can win at the Gabba. So it's pretty exciting to get up there and get the W. I've never been more excited for a game of football. So I'm pretty keen to get up there.
Plappy, how was home? How was Oz? Why were you in Australia? Talk to me about the training camp or the photo shoot. Feels like you two have just been doing commercial things left, right, and center last month or so.
Anything to make a paycheck. Nah, just a bit fried after the Giro. So went home, spent a week at the pub with the boys, and then went up to the high country and woke up. It was about, I think the warmest I woke up in was -1 up there. So it was pretty fresh, but and we had one day of rain in 4 weeks. So it was, yeah, it was pretty magical, to be fair. Got some good training done and just switched off. Out on the farm, not doing too much. Got to a Carlton game just before I left, which was very, very nice. That was first game in 4 years because I'm always away in Europe, so it was good to be back. And then during about half time, I messaged my coach and just said, "Can you let Mr. Gene Bates, who's the head of Aus Cycling Gorney, I just said, can you just let him know I'm unavailable for the World's Road Race? I'll be at the MCG that weekend."
It was
So
good to see. It was good to see Carlton looked after you, Plappy. I don't think there was a seat behind you. You were right up
nah, yeah, I
the
was just getting some altitude training.
top. Imagine if you supported the D's, Plappy. Imagine.
You'd be on the bench.
Could, yeah.
Melbourne, North Melbourne. You actually there was more people on the ground, Melbourne, North Melbourne, than there was in the crowd.
We'll
I
look
shouldn't
after it,
say that.
maybe.
There was 28,000. Thanks for the loyal Melbourne team.
28
Elby, you in
grand,
there?
jeez.
Are you officially going to the games? Is anyone When's that announcement or what's happening there?
Friday's the announcement, so
Nice.
fingers crossed all goes well with that. Yeah, we'll
And
have to wait a couple of days and see how it
you're hoping
goes.
for road race and time trial or just the roadie?
Roadie and TT. So hopefully I can be a part of supporting Bling in the road race, and then yeah, there's only one TT spot, so hopefully I snatch that up. And well, I mean, I've done 3 weeks in a row on my TT bike, so if I don't get that, I'm in trouble.
There's been a slow drip feed of teams coming out at the moment. I've seen the British one today, saw the Belgian one. It's going to be a good road race to watch.
It is. No, I was surprised Belgium didn't take Philipsen. That was my big surprise.
Yep.
Denmark are all in for Pedersen. Who else we got? No, it was all right. It's going to be some good teams. Only 90 in the field. And of
Yep.
that, 30 of them probably have never rode a bike before because they're like the smaller countries that aren't in the world tour. So
Yeah.
very, very small peloton. Yeah, no, it'd be good. It'd be good. But we
Who won the last? Carapaz won the last one?
Carapaz won the last.
Yeah.
Because there's no radios or like hardly any team sizes. So if the breakaway gets up the road, it's almost race done. Because there's like
Yeah.
maybe one domestique per team to chase it down. And you don't really have time checks either. So it gets quite, yeah, it's hard.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're there for bling, but you might have to go up the break and then sorry, big fella.
Yeah. So no radio. Sorry, I can't hear. I can't come back.
Who would, let's say, favourites? You and Bling are going. Who would be the other two that are in the ballpark? The other five riders that are putting their name up?
I would have thought either a Caden Groves, a Simon Clark. Would have said maybe they're in the mix. Who else? We haven't had massive one day results for Australia this year, so it's there's not too many putting their hands up. Like if it was
Yeah.
a stage race, there's a few more, but in terms of one day riders, there's not massive stocks at the moment.
Did they give you like race metrics of like what they're going to be selecting it off?
For me, the easiest way to get selected is through the TT, because if you do the TT, you do the road race as well. And then Bling's obviously the leader, like that's been locked in for 10 years. And then either another leader that they'll take or a support rider for Bling. So it's almost depends whether they want to go with a Caden Groves and have a dual attack or whether they go with a domestique just for me and the domestique to help Bling. So we'll see where that plays out.
Is Bling won this year?
Yes.
He won a race in Spain.
Yeah, I reckon he has.
Second San Remo, second in the stage of Swiss.
That's right. Yeah, and also like second in Flanders, but got relegated.
And has he been
So the
doing just
first
like
two monuments of the year.
he's been doing the same thing as you,
Big
just
putt.
full gas block for this one race?
No. So he did altitude before Swiss, raced Swiss back to altitude, and he's now at the
He's
tour
on the tour
for,
team.
I think we've got 6 liters. Yeah, I think we've got 6 liters or something.
That's unlikely.
Shall we
That's
rip in
unlikely.
with what was
Well,
that?
It's unlike Jayco to go the Movistar approach.
I know.
There's a few Movistar
I
approaches in
know.
here.
I'm actually
There
starting to
are.
like
Should
it.
we rip
I
in
feel
with?
like, I feel like the Tour de France has gone a slightly different approach with start lists. For years, it's been let's pick a GC and go all out on GC, or let's pick a sprinter and go all out in the sprinter, or half half with a sprinter and a GC. Now it's like, let's just pick our best eight riders and send them and they can work it out once they're there. Which I
Well, I
don't
reckon
mind
it's because
because,
the GC is so stacked. They're just like, well, we can't win GC, so let's just target every other stage.
correct.
Jumbo-Visma off the top.
Off the top, it's a stacked squad with structure, though. One of the few teams that still has structure.
But a
Vingegaard,
massive late change.
Benoot, Jorgensen, Laporte, Tratnik, Van Aert, Kelderman, and Lemon.
It's
It's a big change.
literally,
I don't know
it's
Lemon.
some. What's the saying? Trading something for lemons? I mean,
Don't know.
they've got Sepp Kuss is the one of the better domestics in the world, and they've traded him for a lemon, a genuine lemon, in Bert Lemon.
When you haven't heard of one of these guys, especially on Jumbo Visma, you expect to click on them and them to be 21. Lemon's 28, second
So
year on the
he's,
squad.
yeah, Neo Pro, joined last year, raced him in China. Came from a different sport. Bit of talent though.
I like
He
his
actually did
feet.
something pretty cool at the TDU. I'm pretty sure he was relatively handy at the TDU.
Fifth on GC at
There
TDU.
you go. That's the
So
one.
like another ski jumper kind of situation for.
Sorry, that's the great people at the Santos Tour Down Under, I must say.
I thought they binned you this year.
They binned me, but there's always a chance to jump straight back in.
Course has just got announced for TDU as well, actually.
It did,
Is
yeah.
it?
I saw Wollongong again. Who would have thought?
Yeah, no Lofty though.
No Lofty. And they're doing a circuit to finish.
Yeah, average.
Thoughts, Puppy, for you?
For TDU or for Jumbo?
We'll give us both.
TDU course, not too bad. A lot of climbing in short stages, but I still think it's going to play out the same way. It's going to be down to bonus seconds. There's not enough hard stages to actually make time differences. And then with Jumbo, I see Jorgensen and Vingegaard with a dual approach, just in case Vingegaard shits the bed in the first week. But if Vingegaard's within a minute and a half after 7 days, game on.
How bad are we talking is Vingegaard's prep? So I'm not sure what the injury was, but he was off the bike for a while. Are we talking like this is he's not even in the same ballpark as Pog right now, or is he a chance?
I think he's only going to get better, and the last 3 days are stupid hard in the tour. So I think if he gets through 7 days and he's still got a sniff, we're really on.
Okay.
But stage one, two is, I think, like that's where you got to go big. You got to try crack him.
Is there any mail floating around the peloton around his condition?
No, it's all whispers, but everyone's sort of at the agreement that there's no
Whispers are
way
enough.
he'd start. No way he'd start if he wasn't confident.
That's a good point.
So everyone thinks he's half there, but yeah, I think it's interesting though. Jorgensen's going to go. I think he's still going to try ride GC. You've obviously got Van Aert as well, so it's a very, very mixed team with ambitions. I still would have thought. Like I don't see that as all in for Vingegaard.
I think Van Aert's got a little bit of Olympics in the back of his mind. It doesn't. Did you watch the Belgium? I just watched the last little bit of the Belgium national champs, and he got beaten in the sprints. He just didn't look unbelievable. Didn't look Van Aert. So I think he might build into it as well.
Very true.
Decathlon AG Tour Le Mondial. No Ben O'Connor's big change out, I guess, compared to previous years, whether that GC focus. Maxi, what's your take on this squad? Bennett's back in the mix. I
Well,
assume
they won't get.
Bennett's been winning if he's back in the squad.
Bennett has won in the last place he was at. There's so many races, I forget where that was, but he won three, I think three stages, and even looked great on the hillier stages.
He
So
bagged
he'd
four
been the
even.
four.
How's this for a week? Third, first, first, second, first, first. Takes the
And then
GC,
won
take the
GC.
points. Yeah.
Yeah. Where was that, Slovenia?
No, San
Four
Fran
days
and
at
Frank.
Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Yep.
A 2 point pro race, but still
Win's a win.
a little bit of confidence.
Yeah. And they're hot. They're hot this year. Paul Lapeyrière just won the French national champs. Dorian Gourdon's done some great things already this year. Interested. No Ben O'Connor means probably no Netflix season three for AG2R. He is literally the pin-up boy for 2 years in a row. They'll be strong. I'm backing him for two stages and Felix Gal to hold on to a top 10, but it's a stacked GC. He needs to be on Felix Gal.
Yep, all agreed.
Alberson De Koenig, Flappy Philipsen's been like the best sprinter this year, but hasn't been dominant the last kind of month or so. Is he the best sprinter of the race?
He hasn't had Vanderpoel leading him out the last almost all year. And that team is all in for one goal, which is green jersey and 10 stage wins in the sprint. So I think he's going to take the piss.
Because of Vanderpoel.
Yeah, that's the difference. I think he's not as I think he's just as quick as anyone by himself, but with Van der Poel, unbeatable.
He,
And it's going to be rinse and repeat of last year.
I'd like Van der Poel to have a tiny bit more freedom than last year. Last year, he sort of was a little bit of just a boring lead out man. And not saying that's boring, but stage one and two could be something that he gets involved in if Philipsen gets dropped. So could Axel Lawrence. So I don't know what they're going to play there for the first two stages, but then probably after that, it's all guns for Jasper.
Is it Van der
Agreed.
Poel for stage one though?
Stage one looks a little bit too hard for Van der Poel. I can see it just being a GC finish, but stage two has Van der Poel getting over and Philipsen maybe not.
Agreed.
Maxi, I'm pretty sure you talked up a lot, or you were very excited about Arnaud Démare heading to Arkea Samsic. He's done
Yep.
next to nothing all year. How are you
Yep.
feeling about him for the tour?
I'm confident with Arkea, not confident with Démare. It's not going to come through Arno. He went to that Sam Bennett race and was not seen. So his form isn't quite good. Not sure about his lead out of Mazzardo and Dan McClay. Mazzardo is probably a better sprinter, to be honest. So that could be interesting. That could be sprinting against each other. I'm Kevin Verquaelen. He gets a win here somewhere. I'm not sure
He's your
where.
man, isn't he? There's value
Yeah,
there. You've already
he
picked it
gets a
out.
win. He gets a win somewhere. I'm not sure where. Clément Champoussin will be the guy who'll do like the GC thing. And then Kevin Verquaelen will do something.
What
I
reckon
reckon
there's
stage
a.
you go, Puppy.
No, I was just going to say, I think there might be some controversy in the team in the background here. Absolutely no information. I'm not involved with the whispers of Team IKEA, but Arnaud Démare did bring his man to the team, Miles Scottson. And there is no Australian flag in the lineup here. So I'm not sure what's going on there with the head lead out man. Miles Scottson not a part of this squad.
I
I'm
like
happy
it.
to run with that being straight from the horse's mouth, and Puppy's got inside
Yeah.
goss, and let's just go with it. There's
Just go with it.
an issue at okay. I reckon he's a poor man stage one and two, Kevin McClellan, so he needs a sting to go out of it, and probably do that in like one of those Volta type breaks where 10 guys get in and Magnus Cort wins. It'll be one of those ones.
Yep.
Have heading up Astana, going for a Tour de France record. Would you prefer to have Van der Poel or Morkov leading you out?
Good questions.
Going to say Van der Poel because I reckon Morkov's got a Olympic Madison in his mind.
But it's Michael Morkov.
Yep.
He's a gun. He's a gun, but he's Mr. Olympics. He's Mr. Madison, and I reckon he can do both, but I'd
What's
be taking Van
the
der Poel.
lead out order here? Is a Bol, Ballerini, Morkov, Cav, or is Ballerini fourth? I can't work that out. I'm
Ballerini
not
would
gonna
be
do
in
that.
front of Bol.
Okay. He's gone from head sprinter at Astana
Yeah.
to not even leading out to their sprinter. It's amazing.
Fourth guy.
And based off form at the start of the year, Lutsenko is gonna top 10 for sure.
It all depends if
I'm
that's
very
his
bullish on
goal.
him. It does. But I'm bullish on Lutsenko's form, just whether he wants to hang around for 3 weeks or not.
Because I'm dare say Kazakhstan will be sending him to the Olympics.
Very true. Now, I think
Bahrain.
we've got 8 leaders in Bahrain.
Yeah, I was about to just run you through the list. This is
It's
a
identical to last year. I'm pretty sure this is pretty much cut, replace. This is what they took last year.
Mihoric, Poles, Bilbao, Bauhaus, Betrago, Haig, Wright, Nikias, Arndt.
Petrago, the whisper is going to try hang around on the GC. But I mean, after they raced last year, I'm all on them. Mohorič will find a stage win there. Bilbao go
Yep.
close. And yeah, don't know what Hagi's going to do. Don't know what his ambitions are. But and Fred Wright's going to probably roll four top fives.
Yeah, there's a tiny little lead out for Bauhaus with Arndt and Wright. But then the other five are sort of on their own. I don't know if it's Haig or Petrago. It would have to be Petrago if you got the mail. The white jersey is very competitive this year, and he's in there for the white. So that could be a goal.
Yep.
What are your
Haig's
thoughts
had
on Haig?
he's had a
I'll go
quiet
over
year.
Albie. Yeah, I'll go you, Albie, so Plappy doesn't get in trouble. He doesn't
Well,
seem to be going much GC as much anymore. Seems to be helping out a lot.
yeah, we came off a couple of years ago when he was podium at the Welter and got doubled down on at Bahrain. But and he has had a quiet year. But the only thing I would say about Hagee is he can regime like no one else. Like if anyone's up on the mountain doing the business he needs to be done for this race. But at Dauphiné, obviously not that long ago, by the looks of things, wasn't absolutely flying.
Well, if you had, if I'll give you, if you had Haig, Butrago, and Bilbao all in the final group, who are you sacrificing first? At now,
Probably for Petrago, right?
yeah,
I
you
think
probably are
so.
going. So I don't know where he sits in that team.
Maybe this will be a defining tour for him. This could be. Let's see. When's he up for contract?
Oh man, he's got a long
Oh,
contract.
he's got a deal. He's got a deal to the end of next year.
Are they going to do the Ineos and just keep everyone on GC for as long as possible? And it's the last one left wins.
Team GC. This team is a team GC kind of team.
Yeah, I don't think UAE are even going to be touched on Team GC, but these guys
Yeah.
could be get close.
Very true. Forgot about that.
On to the next team that's just bought their most expensive riders.
Yeah,
Hindley.
this is it, isn't it? Just pick your best eight.
You don't even have to pick your best eight. You just go to the payroll and just look at the top eight and go, yep. We'll just take them.
Some of them don't even make sense. So, like for Primoz to win, why is Danny Van Poppel and Marco Haller there? Like, I get they're strong, but that like they're not. They're gone as soon as it gets hilly. I know they giving Van Poppel a chance to go for a sprint win here.
Nah, I think Van Poppel was gonna go similar to what he did at the Giro, and like he's almost there to be a bully in the peloton and position the boys into the
Okay.
base of the climb, I reckon.
I stand corrected then.
And then what about Marco Haller then?
Yeah, maybe they just wanted a bit of Austrian flavor for the sponsors for Red Bull. That's as far as
Okay.
I can get ya.
He looks cool. He's got a nice little mullet going on. I don't mind that. This is the only team yet to be submitted. And is there a rule around submitting teams, Plappy, for tour?
No, I don't think so.
But these eight look like they're going to be the guys.
And I reckon Hindley's going to be the man, to be honest. Sorry about your pre-race pick, but I reckon
What do you think
Hindley's got
happens
the
to
goods.
Primoz?
No, just don't see it.
So the way they've been riding in, where'd they go? Dauphiné or Swiss? So in Dauphiné, the way they're riding, they were sacrificing Vlasov and Hindley for Rogue. So like a lot of the other big teams like UAE are keeping all their guys on GC, where they were sacrificing Vlasov and Hindley. I wonder if that's the approach. Because if they
I
do that,
reckon
then
though that was because
Hindley's no chance.
they were the boys at Dauphiné, you know? That was the team. I can't see him having a touch the front in this bike race.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I see
So they
it
can
just
all
being
just
almost
sit.
a time trial for the first 10 days between Hindley, Vlasov and Roglic and see who's still on GC. You know, they shouldn't have to do any pacing.
I wonder what the alpha dynamic is between those three at that team.
Hindley did say at the start of the year when I was at altitude with him that it's all in for Roglic, but we will see about that.
Hindley's not the one I'm worried about. I'm more worried about Vlasov. Has been known to not be a great teammate.
No, very true. Fresh contract.
Anyway, Max, you think Rog's gonna win the tour? That's what you told the punters.
I see holes in Pog just because of the Giro Tour double in the final week. And then I can see Rog pretty much winning every bonus sort of sprint early on. So that's just the way I see it. I think Primoz is the one that's going right now.
I
Cofidis.
like it.
Not much to report with Cofidis, to be honest. Geschke will do his cool thing where he tries to get in the polka dots for as long as possible. Coquard's won a sprint, but it was because Arnaud Démare almost fell off his bike. But he has won a sprint leading into this race. So if there's any sort of thing punchy, he'll be in there. But there's the best punchy sprinters in the world at this race. So probably eliminates him. And Guy Martin won't do GC. He cannot do GC. He has to go in for a little stage win somewhere.
Yeah, agreed. Don't see much happening from this team. What did they pull off two stage wins last year? But I think they're due for a few quiet years.
My boy not going, Benjamin Tomar.
How do you feel about
He's
that?
bigger fish to fry with Olympic gold coming up.
Well, he's not my boy anymore. I hate his guts if he's coming up against you in the TT, but he did get me 300 to one at the Giro, so he's my boy for a little bit longer.
Absolutely huge that was.
EF
This is
Edge
a bit.
Coast. What
Sorry,
was
yeah,
that?
go. It's just a rinse and repeat of Bahrain here, EF.
Yeah. What's the story here? Does anyone on this list excite you?
I
And
rate
they all
Carapaz as a
excite me.
bloke. I think he's a great bloke, so I'm backing him in
The way Jonathan
Why? Because
Porter's
he left INEOS as
speaks.
well.
Yeah, basically.
Anyone
No,
that
he's
leaves
a good
INEOS.
fella. But I agree, they've just picked their eight highest paid boys. Bedio in some red hot form at Italian Nationals.
But is there any point of having Vandenberg is a punchy sprinter, Bettiol, Costa, Healy, and Paulus that can all only win in the same stage.
Yeah, very true. Very
But
true.
is
Just,
it bit,
yeah.
is it got a lot to do with the breakaways? Just a numbers
They'll be in
game.
every break. They were in every break last year. They were every break in the Giro with Piccolo, who's got broken the
He's
news.
done.
He's done. They said they knew that he was a bit fishy, and then they thought he was all right, so they sent him to the Giro, and then he ended up being fishy. They just wanted some results at the Giro, the
Did you see that,
boys.
Albie?
The guy that went pause.
Well, no, traffic in human growth hormones.
But he wasn't using them.
I don't know the extent. But EF have got seven breakaway riders and Carapaz.
If Carapaz had some sort of a helper, maybe Rui Costa, he could potentially top five, but I doubt it now.
Yeah, no support there.
Groupama FTJ. David
Lenny
Gaudu.
Martinez.
Yes.
White jersey,
I'm with you
young
on that. The
fella,
white
massive
jersey's
smoky.
hot because Ayuso and Remco are both white, but he's Lenny Martinez, but he's a good chance. I'm with you
Yeah, I
on
think
that.
the odds are there. I like that. I like the odds for Martinez for a white. And not much else to say from the team. Not much excites me. Gudu's not going to be anywhere near it, but
Well,
Kung will roll a
yeah.
podium in the TT. But Lenny Martinez is their guy for a. I'd say they'd want a top seven. I'd say that's a pass, would you?
Yeah, they got their two boys, Greg Waugh and Badoise, who are their one day riders, but they're just, like I said, there's so many good one day riders here that Badoise and Greg Waugh would always just find someone better than them no matter where they are.
Ineos Grenadiers, Papi, I'll just hand the mic to you to go to town.
So Pidcock
Just
just said,
remember when they were chasing you down the Giro.
oh yeah, I'm not holding back here. So Pidcock just said thanks for coming last week at Mountain Bike World Cup, crashed at both races, last wheel, came back and pumped him. So red hot form on the mountain bike. I'd say also another one, gold medal mountain bike is in the forefront of the mind, not even the back of the mind there. Geraint Thomas, I don't think he tells a lie. So he said he's there for the boys. And Carlos and Egan work very well together. So I think you'll see Egan roll over for Carlos there. And word on the street is Dopulski is moving.
Well, they don't know how to not ride at the front of the peloton. And they have potentially two of the best domestics to do it with Thomas and Dupluis. So if any of those guys have legs, Egan or Rod, they've certainly got the team. Pidcock joins the group with Ben O'Connor as someone who didn't look great on the Netflix Tour de France show. And then,
The
yeah.
Westerners didn't get a good run.
No, they didn't. And that, I mean, there's probably something in that in there, Elby. The Westerners, and then the American teams tend to get a bad look as well, most time. But no, I Ineos, Bora, UAE, Jumbo, they're going to control this race. And these guys have brought the right team too, to be honest. They've brought literally their best eight riders as well. Maybe no Garner.
Olympics again. So this is the thing. I think we're seeing a pattern here. The Olympics is big in these riders four fronts, I think. But yeah, I like the team. I don't think I wouldn't change anyone really with that team.
Are we going to be seeing people dropping out?
I think if you're on a shocker or like you've lost everything, yeah, probably. Probably. Also would depend where your GC rider is, hey.
Correct. Imagine that. Lawrence de Plus goes, sorry boys, I've just got something on. I'm not going to help you get third.
Future commitments.
Yes. Although I can
International.
see Pidcock doing that.
Wait,
Yeah,
just close
100%.
on Pidcock. Is he just stage hunting?
You're not paid what he is paid to stage hunt. So I think it'll be hold on to GC as long as you can. If you're not
Even,
there, maybe go for a stage. If you don't get a stage, maybe bail.
even G said that. G said he's not just going to sit up. He's going to wait until he gets dropped. Then he's going to be a teammate.
Yeah. So I think we first week could be very interesting there. And then I think they'll let the road decide where they go. Yeah. Intermarché have brought probably their top eight paid guys as well.
Yeah, full of names. I don't know why Louis Menkes keeps coming, but he does not miss Tour de France's Louis Menkes. Binnie probably not in the top five sprinters here. So, and then again, when it gets punchier, I don't think Jasper Philipsen can't get over any hill that Binnie can't. So,
No.
it'd be
And
interesting to
Binnie
see who get a
and
result.
Tyson, Big G in the same team, interested there?
That hasn't happened before, has it?
No. And I'd say they both think they're the man.
Yeah. Jury's out who wins a flat sprint between those two.
I'd say Big G.
Yeah.
Just based on pure size.
But they both think they could win, is the
Yeah, I'd
point.
say they both think they could win, and I'd say Girmay's paycheck would suggest he's the man.
Yeah.
I am very, very bullish on Little Trek here. I like that
Okay.
they've gone, you know what? Tao's not here for GC. Let's just stack another bloke here for Pedersen.
They've done the opposite to every other team. They've gone
Yep.
all in on Mads Pedersen.
And I love it.
Direction.
I mean, they kind of have Ciccone to do something, but he's technically they're all in for Mads.
Will he take yellow on stage one?
Oh, you know more than me, Pug. It
I
seems
I don't.
like once Pog goes, I don't reckon I can't see many guys that have heavy legs like that being able to follow.
Agreed. I think
Is he going to go though?
I just think he needs to get a gap in the first week. So I think there's incentive to go. Remco's gonna go too, but Pedersen does some things that I haven't seen many people be able to do. The
Understood.
only thing is, he deliver. Like he is the best climber in that group, basically. Like Ciccone's not giving him anything helping wise in a sprint.
Yeah.
So all of Pedersen's lead out, he outclimbs.
It's a good point.
But I like the team. I'll go two
Yeah.
stages.
And green or not?
Depends how many Jasper wins or if Jasper wants to go for those intermediates. Pedersen will clean up the intermediates. But if Jasper wins five stages, you can't compete.
Good point.
Is Pedersen on a higher tier, or like probably not a different tier? Is he better than the Vans
He's quicker.
with their Olympic ambitions?
I reckon he's quicker. If you had a drag race, 200 meters, handheld start, I'd take Pedersen.
Can we organize that?
We should, shouldn't we? Well,
Sponsored by
you're.
Stanley Street Social, can we manage to get the three best sprinters in the world and
Yeah, just
drag?
like the grand final 100 meter sprint, get that sort of sorted on a rest day.
Put them up the two and down under car park race. That'd be that's
Yes.
the one.
And TDU do not have enough money to get one of those, let alone all three.
Sagan used to come. What'd they pay him?
Oh.
Teen movie star Enric Mas heading up their GC hopes again. Clappy cringes his
Is
team.
he? Is he heading up the GC, or is Les Kahno?
Do you reckon this
Just
is on paper? What do you reckon the team's saying to them?
well, Mas has been disappointed. I know Mas's form has always been tailored towards the back end of the year, so he comes good for the Volta and Lombardia. But I mean, Les Kahno's been their guy at the moment. Aaron Buru just won the Spanish national champs. I feel like they're putting more eggs in those baskets. I reckon Mass is just, if he gets top 10, he gets top 10 type setup.
Agreed. I think Aaron Buru is there for the stages, but like we've said with almost every other bloke, he's mediocre compared to the Vans in those punchy finishes. So I'm not. Gaviria is going to kick out with 400 meters to go each time,
He doesn't
get
miss a grand
swamped.
tour, Kavelia.
So,
I was just thinking, are they short on riders, or
yeah,
wasn't
I
Gaviria
don't
the
love it.
Giro?
I really don't love it.
That seems like a waste of a team selection.
Yeah,
Laz
not
Kahno showed a
a
bit of
fan.
form in Paris-Roubaix and Flanders, and then they've put him in every race since.
Yep.
Sudal Quickstep.
They've done similar to Trek. They've gone
Yep.
all in, which I kind of like. I like a
I love
team to
it.
go all in.
Clappy, your best pals with Remco, been going head to head since the juniors. What are your thoughts?
Great team. Great team around him. But also, yes, they've got domestiques all for him, but I don't think any of those domestiques last as long as, say, a Yates here or a Yuso or,
Yeah, it's funny.
you know
They
what I
brought
mean?
in Lander. They brought in Lander to help, but have they helped?
I just don't think these domestiques are going to get as far as UAE Jumbo's domestiques. This is my problem. But good team. I think Remco's going to be ultra aggressive.
To be fair, where Remco needs them is more on a punchy type 80Ks to go is going to be Remco's go. Like he's gonna break not on a category one climb, so he doesn't need them to set a high pace for him to then go.
True. I think it's their best lineup they could put together for him.
Yeah, I don't know who else there. I mean, Cataneo maybe is a climbing domestique. I don't know who else they have. Who's the British fellow on their team? Knox.
Yeah, Noxy. Again, not going to be there in the
Yeah.
top 10, 15 guys on the mountain stage. I think
I hope
it's
they
their best
haven't.
team. I just don't. Yeah. I think
They
Remco will
haven't
be
brought
ultra
this.
aggressive. See what happens in the third week.
They haven't brought the second best sprinter in the world.
No.
Will they regret that, or?
Yeah, agreed, agreed. Time will tell.
Team DSM, Romain Bardet, Fabio Jakobsen's back. Degenkolb's Kolb's there for a bit of experience.
It's a
Warren
full Dutch
Barguil's there.
lead out for Fabio. He's brought his mates.
Doesn't scream stage wins to me this team. And it definitely does not scream GC.
Screams a pretty quiet Tour de France.
LB is a relatively big cycling fan like myself. Have you seen Juan Barguil do anything since that tour 6 years ago when he got into polka dots?
Well, each first week of the Tour de France every year since they've talked about it. And he's been in maybe like one breakaway in the first week, and they go, "Oh, here we go. Warren Barguil's on for the polka dots." But no.
He's got him back into a big team. I think he's been riding at Arkea or something for a while. Back into a big team. And Bardet disappointed me in the Giro, and I can't say he will obviously not go to GC, so that is his chance to maybe get himself into a break, but
Only's the GC hope for a 10th, I'd say.
again, another TDU man.
Yes.
Team Jake O'Lua. The home squad, Plappy. Grunewagen's finding some form.
He is good win that was in the Dutch National Championships. We've got a few national champs now in the team with his boy Meza and Elmar. So he's got his two lead out men, so he'll be a happy man.
Who else are the national? Who else are the national champs? If you just want to run them through
Eddie
them,
Dunbar took a TT.
yeah.
Mauro Schmidt took a Swiss road race.
Yeah. Get to it.
The chicks cleaned up a few.
And who are the Aussies?
And yeah, there's double Australian champion also in the team. Yatesy has not raced for 5 months. So we'll see where that lands him. But
Is it Team
absolutely.
Yates or Team Harper?
They've been together on Sierra Nevada for the last few weeks. So I should have tried to get some mail on that. But I just think stage one and two is more of a Yatesy thing, that punchy, a bit more
Okay.
hectic. I think Harps could be like, if he gets through the first two, he's on. But think back to stage one last year. Yatesy hadn't raced for a few months and came out absolutely swinging. So I don't mind it at all. I think Durbo and Juul Jensen have a bit of work to do there on the front for the boys on sprint days. But stage one and two, we're thinking Bling's the man.
I think he gets over. Sorry, not stage one if Pog goes, but if they don't go, he gets over. But stage two definitely is a chance.
And we
Where
hope
does he
you're
sit in
back in
the
the tour.
lead out? Is he in there?
Yeah, I would say he's gonna go. It'll be Elmar, Bling, Meza, Dylan,
Okay.
I would assume. Yeah, I think there's three or four stages for Bling this year, and he's a big name
Three
player. He
or
steps
four
up when he needs
stages for
to.
Bling. You heard it here
Both those.
first.
No, in terms of stages that he can win. So I reckon he'll take one of them. He's a big player. He steps up when he needs to.
Right. Both those boys are. Yatesy and Bling are big game players. Like, if you remember last year, no one talked about the Yates boys leading in, and they were the two guys almost outside of Pog and Vinegar.
No, I like it.
One's leading Jayco Alua, the other one's in a domestic role in the next squad, UAE.
This is as good of a team that's ever been written on the Tour de France paper, in my opinion.
Ever.
Ever. This is.
I think on their plasma TV and their bus as they lead into stage one, they're going to go through their team goals, and I reckon outside of Pog GC, they're going to say they want three in the top five. I reckon they want to break the internet type setup.
I just did the math in my head. I'm going 16 mil plus as a lineup here, which is big.
Who's the cheapest? Sivakov?
Nah, definitely not. I'd say Soler or Wellens.
Wellens. Well, surely Niels Pollitt's not still hanging on to that Paris-Roubaix.
I reckon that Kvyat's
But
still hanging on to that Worlds 10 years ago, mate. They go
they
a
had to
long way.
poach
You
him.
can milk those things for a long time.
In terms of
This.
Middle Eastern spending, this has to be one of the best success stories, though.
You're not a fan of LIV Golf.
I'm a fan of LIV Golf, but they must be paying Cam Smith about what 10 times what this team's worth.
Good point.
and you're about to get 3 weeks of absolute domination for your money.
Rory, what are you doing? So Pog wins out of the four of them, then Yates, Almeida, Ayuso.
Ayuso hasn't shown much this year, and I think he doesn't love the pressure. Yates and
There's no
Almeida
pressure.
were on, there's no pressure. Yates and Almeida were on an absolute another level. So I think they're thinking, look, I'd probably be able to wrap this tour up if Pog wasn't here as well. So I think you're definitely seeing Pog, Almeida, and Yates rolling a top five here. And I think Ayuso has got a bit of me time about him. So I don't expect there to be much help for the boys with Ayuso. I think it could be a bit one out there. But then Sivakov, Soler, Wallens, and Pollitt, you've got your best rulers possible there.
Yeah.
I think those four workhorses are good enough that you could let the first four ride GC.
The problem is that everyone's going to be looking at them, so they actually need people to ride.
There'll be eight riders left, and four of them will be UAE. They have to ride.
They do, but what's saying Yates just doesn't fuck off up the road? And
That's a good point.
Everyone's like, well, I was waiting for Pog to attack. And
a
then
little
Yates takes
hedge.
2 minutes.
That's why he's the pro cyclist, Elvie.
Yeah.
Like I can see it happening. Like they're all waiting for Pog to attack. Yates, he goes and takes 2 minutes.
There's a world where there's those four against Vingegaard.
Massively, yeah. I back Yates and Almeida's cooperation for Pog. I think they have got team interests at heart. I've got a big question mark against Ayuso there.
I'm not sure if you watched Swiss. I did watch, like, I watched a bit of Swiss, and it didn't look like Almeida loved Adam Yates winning, but I
no,
get what you're
I don't
saying.
Think so, but he folded over for the greater good.
He did. He did.
Yeah. It's unbelievable team, to be fair.
They went and got Nils Pollitt. They headhunted him for instead of Mikkel Berg, so I don't mind it.
Yeah, I think they've rolled in the big dogs here.
Israel Premier Tech. When we started this podcast, we're up to season seven or something. Campbell and I just talked about Jakob Fuglsang as the tour contender, the GC guy for like 3 years straight for him to deliver next to nothing. And he's still on the start list at 39.
I'm in a fantasy competition that starts in a couple of days, obviously starts at the start of the tour. And the cheapest rider is Jakob Fuglsang. He's the cheapest rider in the whole peloton. He's cheaper than all those eight riders on Total Energies.
I think George Bennett is very stiff not to be in this team.
Why is he not on this team?
He's not even first emergency. Froomey was.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, okay, he hasn't had a great couple of years, but I have been pretty impressed with his riding this year. So I think he's quite stiff. And I think Derek G is just, Dauphiné was unbelievably impressive. So I think he's going to try hold on to a top 10 as long as possible.
But he can. That's a complete difference between a 1 week race and a 3 week.
Yeah, it is.
Here.
It is. And he's never tried before, has he?
No. Well, he's lit up a 3 week tour before, but not on GC.
Not on GC, yeah. I think he's riding on a high. Confidence gets you a long way. So I think he's going to go close. He'll hang around the mark for quite a while. Stevie Williams, red hot form.
Chance for something early.
I think you can sniff him out for some value, to be fair. When you've got the Vans there and some bigger names, I think he could show some value and back in the legs, they are there.
Yeah.
Jake Stewart bought my car the other week, so we like him. Got a great deal. I won that deal, so very happy with that.
He bought the Ferrari?
Did not buy the Ferrari. I got a new car yesterday, though, but he bought my old one.
What'd you get?
RS4.
Nice. Lotto Sedal. Lotto Destiny. First time in a long time, we're not pumping up Caleb Ewan at the start of the Tour de France.
We're not, but I like that they've just added one little Aussie flag in a mix of seven Belgies.
What's his Belgium like?
Non-existent.
At least Caleb hasn't completely tarnished the Australian brand within that squad.
Very true.
This is a nice team. I think Arnaud Delisle is in the top three sprinters flat, and then obviously if a tiny bit of adversity in the route with a bit of climbing, he can get even better. And Maxime Van Gils is their guy, and he'll be in and around the markets in those first two stages.
Agreed. I like it. I think Van Gils is there for a bit of opportunity, but apart from that, they are in for Delhi here. So I like the one focus there.
They'll be in for the lead, but Campenaerts will go on every break for no reason.
Yep, and just ride it to the death and have no chance of winning.
The thing I like about these last three squads we've got to talk about, they're very patriotic. They've gone hard on their national country. All
Big.
three of them, except for one, has gone all French,
Yep.
all Norwegian, all Belgium.
Do yourself a favor and have a look at the Norwegian national champs and just look at the Uno X domination. I think that's what
Yeah.
Gerry Ryan wants with the Australian national champs and never gets it because old mate Plappy for years just terrorized him.
They take
Now,
notice, did they?
that's why I designed him.
that's why they designed him. They wanted
Literally for
JK
road nationals.
to win it. Just
give Gerry a good summer, a little bit of peace of mind that
That
he's going to
mate, that
win the
would be the
road
dream.
nationals.
Road Nats, TDU, pack her up, footy season. You steal that pint glass, Albie.
Hey,
You steal
borrowed
that
it.
pint glass you're drinking out of.
Borrowed it.
All right, nice.
I'll get returned.
I like this Uno X team, by the way. Magnus Cort, Soren Warrensgold, who I think won Slovenia or did a good chance.
Yep.
Christoph, good team.
Imagine the
Warren's
Nordic
gold in red
energy.
hot form.
Imagine the Nordic energy at the dinner table.
Huge.
Yeah, there'll be the hardest day when it rains, cold, hilly, and there'll be 40 guys left in the peloton, and all eight of that team will be there.
50 knot winds.
I think Johannesson will try stay on GC. He's a young fella. I rate what he's got for the future, so I think he'll hang around.
Punchy on the finishes as well.
Christoph's not going to show us much.
Not in this sprint field, no.
No. Magnus Cort, yeah, he'll sniff the brakes with EF. He'll just go back to EF. He'll follow them around the whole time, I would have thought.
He's in form. He held a jersey. Was it at the Dauphiné?
I'll take your word for
And then
it. Last
Total
squad.
Energies, we don't really need to talk about. Steph Kruss is their guy. They've got Anthony Turgis, who's still living off probably the contract he got from Paris-Roubaix finishing. What did he finish that time in Paris-Roubaix?
Don't know. Is he the one? Which one of the Total Energy boys is the one that picked up a Giro stage win last year?
Could be Turgis.
Might be. Is he the one with the beard? Like a dirty little
I've got a
mower
cry.
beard?
I've got a crying baby in the background. How'd that happen? Father
Father
duties.
duties.
Yeah, that could be knocking soon. Lucky we're at the end.
Yeah, nothing to say for this squad.
Yeah, no.
No.
Albie then. White jersey, yellow jersey, green jersey.
White jersey. I think Remco's a lock on that. I assume Pog finally doesn't qualify for it.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Green jersey. Phillips, and like you said, I think to clean up in the intermediaries and win a bucket load of stages. I can't say Pog for yellow jersey, given I've gone the most too obvious.
That's all right. You do you.
I think
To be fair, I'm with you there.
Pog's gonna do the double, right?
Yeah, I'm taking the exact same three.
All right, well, I'll add the difference. I'm going to say Vindegaard blows up, so Jorgensen white jersey is the live
Nice.
hope.
I like it.
I'm trying to throw something different in the sprints. I'll go Mads, but I also like Arnaud Delisle because I reckon he'll win a lot of stages and then be forced to go for points. And then a yellow, I'm going Rog to beat Pog.
Nice.
Why are you so bullish on Rog?
The bonus seconds, winning sprints. That's the only real
What
reason. The
about?
other two have clouds. Like Rog's had the perfect prep. The other two have got clouds over how much they've been working, and the other one being injured, and Remco's been injured. Rog's just like perfect prep.
In terms of the other two being having hiccups on the way in, it has made it an interesting dynamic. At least we're talking about the other two.
Yeah.
I
And
think Rog would be.
if Remco didn't have an injury, it'd be even better. But Remco has the injury as well.
Great. I think Rog would be the oldest to win since Cadell.
Yep. Well, it looks like Maxi's got to go. Father
Yeah, I
duties are
agree.
on
Yeah.
hand.
We'll
I better
talk
go to
rest day.
work.
Yeah, you better go to work. I'll
Clappy
keep
better
lounging
go
around and ride at some stage.
water his
Water his
olive
olive
tree in
tree.
his living room.
Yeah. See you guys.
Thanks,
See you,
gents.
boys. Ciao.
How you doing? Hey, left me.